Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Talk Live, and you are welcome to taking all the airwaves, talk about whatever is important to you, even if you disagree with us, like the previous caller did. 603-283-6160, that's 603-283-6160. With you in the studio tonight, it's Aria,
Nikki, and it's Bonnie.
And as we mentioned, the previous caller was not a fan of legalizing drugs, and I can't say what consequences there have been in the state of Oregon as a result of legalizing drugs across the board. They didn't fully legalize drugs, they just made it where it's legal under certain amounts, and I don't know all of the specifics there, but it's a little bit different to what they've done in like Portugal or Amsterdam or some of these other places. And Oregon doesn't exist in a bubble, right? Mm-hmm. It's still in police state United States, which has for decades focused almost all of its policing efforts on the drug war. Like, when was the last time you heard of anyone being arrested for something that wasn't drug related? For someone you knew arrested recently for something that wasn't drug related?
Well, the
drug war represents the bulk. Mm-hmm. Of what police actually do on a day-to-day basis. So, and these police, they need to justify their jobs. And so they're out there enforcing the drug war.
I don't know what would happen if the United States legalized drugs across the board, but I do know what is happening with them being criminalized.
Right.
And essentially, people are just being, you know, punished for something that isn't inherently wrong. So, like, if you're a drug addict, and it makes it so you need to steal from people, or you join a gang because of it, or something like that. Those are two separate things, and I think people need to realize that. And it seems like a lot of people who really want to be strict on people that are using substances just hate addicts. They just think they're a nuisance.
Yeah, they need to drink alcohol every night, like me.
Well, and that's the thing, too. So, like, that's acceptable to a certain point.
Even though alcohol is significantly more destructive to an individual's health and to society.
Yes. You know, and like I've seen this, like people who are either using certain drugs or are using alcohol, and alcohol I've seen time and time again is far worse because, I don't know, it's just...
Well, it destroys your mind and body.
It's just a double standard. I don't care if somebody's an alcoholic. I don't care if they want to drink every night. That's their choice. But it's just a double standard.
It's easier to become an alcoholic, and alcohol seems to be less destructive because you don't have to sacrifice as much in order to acquire alcohol, and it's not as condemned socially.
Right. It would seem just as bad if it was just as illegal as the rest of these drugs.
Well, yeah, there was prohibition, you know, of alcohol.
Almost no one is going to end their friendship with you because you like alcohol on weekends. But if you were to tell one of your friends that you like heroin on weekends...
Or meth. Yeah, something really stigmatized.
Yeah, some of your friends will end their friendships, and you don't deal with that when it comes to alcohol. It's more socially acceptable.
Yeah, and speaking of alcohol prohibition, we saw what happened with prohibition.
We did,
you know, it got a lot worse, and then it created so much more crime and gangs of people selling moonshine and whatever else.
That just don't exist anymore.
If it was just available in stores, and that's the thing with, you know, the decriminalization or the legalization of drugs that we're seeing, you still can't go to the store and buy whatever substance you want to buy.
And the reason why I was being so rude to the last caller, like, I don't like to just, like, talk over and not let them get to their points. It's just, when I hear you rehashing something I know you heard on another person's opinion, you're just like, I agree with that. Yeah. It just annoys me so much. It's like, come up with your own original thoughts. It's like, I literally heard my sister's boyfriend saying these things. I had to be like, don't you think this and this? And he loves drugs. He was just like, also, what's the word? he had the propaganda in his head, and I got him to think a different way, and he, you know, was like, you know, considering things. This guy's just like, no, I heard on the TV that the crime rates are all bad, and it's all because drugs, and it has nothing to do with our police, you know. Obviously, he didn't say those things. It's just how he's acting.
But we do have a fairly good idea of what happens when drugs are legalized. You can't just legalize drugs. You also have to destigmatize addiction, which is something that probably didn't happen in Oregon as much as it does in places like Portugal. It sounds good to say we're going to legalize drugs and, you know, encourage, what is what I'm looking for? It's not therapy.
Like rehabilitation.
But if you're still condemning people and treating them like crap because they do heroin on the weekends or crack on the weekends or whatever, they're still ashamed to admit that they do those things because it's so stigmatized. But we otherwise know people get better drugs, which whether or not you think is good or bad, it means they're less likely to be laced with deadly chemicals. And they get safer drugs, which, again, is sort of related. It's less likely to be laced with deadly chemicals, just like you don't have to worry when you go into Walgreens and you get your Tylenol filled from the pharmacist or whatever people get filled from a pharmacist. You don't have to worry about it being laced with fentanyl.
Mm-hmm.
When you can buy your drugs legally, such as through like the Silk Road or one of the other imitators that exist now, you don't have to worry as much, admittedly, about the possibility that these things are tainted with something deadly. Like I say, you don't have to worry because Bayer was at one point selling aspirin that was tainted with HIV to someone.
Oh, my gosh, I didn't know that.
They were selling it to someone in Brazil. I mean, screwed up, but we wouldn't have heard about it because it wasn't happening in the United States.
I mean, they're not a completely free market either.
True.
All the markets need to be way freed up.
Also very, very true. And the benefit of that is that these people have ratings and ranking systems. And if your corner drugstore is regularly lacing their drugs and killing their customers, they're going to develop a bad reputation and, you know, probably end up going to prison. But even if they're just watering down their alcohol, like say you take your neighborhood bar,
mm-hmm.
Let's say they water down all of their alcohol because they want to make more money, right?
Yeah, no one stop going to that bar.
Yeah, people stop going there,
especially if like testing facilities become cheap, accessible and legal, then you'll be able to just like test all your batches you get from this guy who's selling you your meth or whatever, and hey, I'm not gonna buy from you anymore because this is laced with blah blah blah.
To me, that's the real issue with a lot of addiction, is the risk of overdose. And now where we're seeing an increase in fentanyl, I mean, people who think they're getting heroin, or even if they're, you know, trying to purchase pills on the street like Xanax or something like that, a lot of these pills are fake and they're pressed with fentanyl, and then people think they're getting something else and they end up overdosing, or the batch they're getting is a lot stronger than what they're used to and they end up overdosing. So, and not to mention, Narcan is like $200 for one thing of the nasal spray. So it's
good
hard
Lord.
For people to access that. So we, like Bonnie's right, we need to free up the market altogether. Like they have this whole monopoly on pharmaceuticals that are life-saving.
Yeah, and you can't just take one of those steps. You have to take them all.
Yeah.
Including the destigmatizing, the raising awareness for rehabilitation, the drug testing facilities, the purity testing facilities. I was saying all of this as a prelude to talking about Ross Ulbricht, who is about to celebrate, I believe, his 10th birthday behind bars.
So sad.
It is. And I mean, we had TJ the Spy on the line who wanted to talk about that. And so I was just sort of connecting the two topics together so we could bring him on. But he's gone now. So.
Aw, TJ.
But he did want to bring that up because Ross Ulbricht is, I think it's his 10th birthday. I'm not 100% sure.
I saw that on one of his Twitters, so I'm pretty sure it's true.
So, I mean, right. Ross Ulbricht, I'm sure there's, other than being free, one of the things that you can do to literally brighten this guy's day, I mean, this guy is facing the rest of his life in prison for creating a website that made people safer, that distributed goods that people wanted in a way that was safe, reliable, affordable, and wasn't going to get you shot in the back alleys or robbed in the back alleys. Ross Ulbricht did the world a public service. He created, it was a gift to humanity.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Oh, I got goosebumps.
And because of that, he's spending the rest of his life in prison.
And you know what he's still doing in there? He's still making a difference. He's a suicide buddy. He does like daily meditations, and he makes people's lives better all the time there. He shows people that they can still have hope when they also have, you know, life sentences.
Yep.
And, like, what a terrible dude. Wow.
And there's not much you can do to help him. Obviously, you know, writing the president a letter is good. Writing your congressional official a letter, an email about releasing Ross Ulbricht, all of these things are good. But you could directly help lift his mood by writing him a letter that he will be able to see and read and hold with his own hands and know that someone out there is thinking about him. And that little thing could mean the world to him. So do that. Look him up at freeross.org. There you can find the address to which you can send him letters. Doesn't have to be long. You can just write him a letter saying happy birthday. Just some small gesture like that. I don't know what it would mean to him.
It can't be a card.
We're not allowed to talk to him. I'm sure they have the details about what they're allowed to send and what they're not allowed to send at freeross.org. Because you can't use crayons or something. There's a whole bunch of rules. But you can find all of that at freeross.org. Just something simple it can be to brighten his day. And I think that's a valuable thing. So, Ross, early happy birthday, I think. Wish you were free. And, you know, again, thank you for what you did for the world. But let's go to the phones. We have Jimmy on the line from Florida. Jimmy, you're on Free Talk Live.
Oh, hi. I see Bonnie is in and Ian isn't. I have a question. Would Bonnie be here if she weren't Ian's girlfriend? Is she really qualified to be on the panel?
The panel.
Am
I qualified?
Yeah, we don't have qualifications to get on here. It's not like I was like, get me on your show. Ian was just like...
Weren't you reluctant to be on?
Yeah, he was like, you should be on the show one day. And I was like, I don't know if I can do that. I don't know. And then
I don't know. I was under the impression that Bonnie came here with the intention of seducing Ian just so she could be on Free Talk Live.
Yep.
She slept her way to the top.
The top of Free Talk Live.
So I don't know. What do you mean by qualified to be here? Because, like, I don't, and plenty of people would agree that I'm not qualified to be here.
This is the same guy that says he loves my voice, so... I mean, like, what else
there you
do you want? Yeah, that should be a qualification, right?
Well, I like Bonnie's voice. She's very cute, but she doesn't inspire me or help me in any way.
Your calls don't inspire or help anyone or me in any way, and you're a freak, and I don't like your calls, and I don't think you're qualified to be talking to someone when your wife's in the background yelling at you and calling me cute.
Okay. She is doing that. But, would you still be here if you weren't Ian's girlfriend?
Beware, on the show. If I wasn't Ian's wife, it would be really weird if we got divorced for me to be sitting in his house doing the show. Like, I don't know what else you want me to say.
Well, it's a really loaded question. Like, would I be here if I wasn't, would I have made my way onto Free Talk Live if I hadn't at some point become friends with Ian? It's like, well, no, because it's Ian's show and I'm only here, you know, in the long run because I know Ian.
Well, and absolutely, I know for a fact if I wasn't dating Matt, I mean, that's the whole reason why I moved. It wasn't the reason I moved to New Hampshire in the first place, but it's how I moved here to Keene. And it's how I got on Free Talk Live.
So what exactly do you mean by would she still be here? Because, I mean, certainly being on Free Talk Live, it's a prerequisite to know someone involved in Free Talk Live.
It's like he thinks that we're, like, I don't know, some kind of bigger deal than we really, like, not that we're, like, something lame. I'm just saying he thinks that we're something different than we really are. Like, we go and do interviews with Ian, and there's, like, cuts, and people get thrown out. He's just,
yeah,
like, kind of
like Hell's Kitchen, but for talk radio.
He's just kind of like, you're cool. Do you want to be on the show?
Is that what you think, Jimmy? Well, that there's, like, an audition sort of process? I mean, there is auditioning. Like, the first few times someone comes on the show, it is sort of auditioning.
See how they do.
But we don't call it that because we don't want to make people nervous. Go ahead.
Guys and gals, if you would put me on for an hour, that would be the best show you ever had.
Yeah, I'm sure.
I'm in Florida.
I believe you.
Maybe, but, you know, if that was true, I feel like the market would know that.
And your calls wouldn't suck.
You would have some sort of show that you could point to back that up, right? Mm-hmm. Like, if you're good at radio and if you're good at talking, then chances are you've done some good talking in the past, and there's some clips on that, or people have asked you to do a radio show at some point or to come back on their radio show.
Okay, here's the problem. Whenever I contact a radio host, they cancel me because I show them how stupid they are.
Jeez, I wonder why they don't want to talk to you.
Yeah, I don't think that's it. Is that all you wanted to talk about tonight, Jimmy, was whether or not...
No.
Okay.
No, it's not.
So what did you want to talk about?
He gets one topic.
Just kidding. was hoping he had a real topic. Oh, that was your topic? Okay, well, thank you so much for the call tonight, Jimmy.
What did he even just say?
I don't know what he said, but he said that was my topic, and at that point I put him on hold. So thank you so much for the call tonight, Jimmy. I mean, obviously we're all here one way or another because we know Ian, right? I mean, that's just how these things work. And I'm here because I knew a Muslim named Will Coley who had a show called Call to Freedom that I ended up becoming part of. And he knew Ian, and I didn't know Ian at the time. But my show became, you know, a daily show on LRN.FM before I'd ever even met Ian, I think, before I'd ever spoken to Ian. So, I mean, and I don't know.
The fact that that guy is just like, I hate Bonnie on the show because I wanted to hear the Oregonians say that drugs should be illegal because my truck driving and I heard it on the radio. It's like proof that he doesn't have like a good ear for what is good radio.
Yeah, I don't know what he meant by, I can guess what he meant by is, you know, is should, would Bonnie even be here? Like, I suspect he means some sort of qualification sort of thing, but like, I don't have any sort of broadcasting degree or anything like that. Like,
no.
It's
like everybody else is like, God, Bonnie needs to be kicked off the show, but we can't because Ian will have, you know, kick us off. Ian will, you know, do something to us if we don't kick Bonnie off. That's just totally how it is.
That may be what some people think. I don't know what they think. I think you're probably right, though, in that they think there's this, like, auditioning process. Like, people secretly submit applications online and are like, hey, I want to try out for a show. And then we secretly interview them and we create a list.
No.
No, none of that happens, man.
I think I just got on the show because I was ranting at Matt when we first started hanging out. And he just told Ian, like, hey, you should have this chick on the show because...
I thought you were first on while Ian was in jail.
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, I don't remember the specifics now. I was on because I was here hanging out one Christmas Eve. And I didn't have anything else to do. It's my first year in New Hampshire. I was just hanging out here drinking with Daryl and Ian and Jackie and some friends of theirs while they played Card Against Humanity. It was like, hey, you want to be on the radio? I was like, sure. And, of course, by that point, he had already seen me on Call to Freedom, so he knew I had some broadcasting experience. But, like, prior to that there was no qualification, though. Oh, this is my resume where I was on this show or that show. I was like, dude, I was just some random person with a podcast. And then I wrote something that Will Coley of Call to Freedom happened to like.
And I think that's what makes our show good is because it's not – I mean, I guess it's mostly just Ian, but Ian just kind of – think somebody has a cool vibe or something, and then they should be on the show. I mean, that's why he wanted to make a show where anyone could call in. It's not like the callers have to be, you know, it's not like it's like, oh, the show's ruined because the caller's not a professional radio host. I mean, how many people are professional radio hosts anymore anyway? It's like, probably not that many.
Probably not, but let's go to the phones because we are a call-in show, 603-283-6160, if you want to weigh in on something, whether you think we're professionals or whether or not we're qualified to be here. I'm sure David here in New Mexico has quite a bit he'd like to say on the subject. David, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, I'm Bonnie.
Oh, yeah, well, Jimmy loves my voice.
I like it. I like it.
Thank you.
That's good. Thanks, David. What's on your mind tonight?
Yeah. No pronouns for you, Aria.
Oh.
No breaking news. Breaking news. Huh?
Just none. No pronouns.
I was listening to this program called Free Talk Live, and then their top of the hour news just a few minutes ago, 20 minutes ago. I heard that, like you're ever going to go there. In North Dakota, the Senate passed it, and then the Congress, the representatives, passed it, by 60-30. No, personal pronouns that are not congruent with your sex at birth in schools or state offices.
Wow, that's super authoritarian.
I'm not in a school or a state office.
Are you interested to go to North Dakota, I assume?
No, but even if I did go to North Dakota, the law still wouldn't have anything to do with me because I'm not in state office or in school.
And
that sucks. And, you know, we shouldn't really be making laws that restrict people's speech in any way. But if you're going to restrict someone's speech, I have less sympathy for the schools and for the state employees because they are state employees and they don't have the same rights that the people have.
I just feel bad for the children that are being forced to go to these public schools who may be trans and now it's illegal for...
I mean, trans people don't have it easy, right? It's not fun being trans and to continually be reminded that you are not what you wish you were. And that happens all the time for trans people. And, you know, there's a reason that trans people have the 40% suicide rate that anti-trans people love pointing to, is because being trans isn't easy, and crap like this doesn't make it any easier for those kids in high school and junior high to have easier lives. It just makes their lives more difficult. It makes them feel less accepted, less loved, and less welcome in society. What do people do when they don't feel loved and welcomed and cherished?
Yeah, it's hard.
They kill themselves. And then they point out that statistic. Oh, well, look, more trans people kill themselves. Yeah, because of you!
That just means it's bad to be trans, RSE, like, it's just bad.
I think it's like bullying someone until they kill themselves and then saying, ha, look at all these weak bullies. There's clearly something wrong with them because they all kill themselves. Well, stop bullying them.
Yeah, we bullied this kid because he had big feet. Obviously, it's bad to have big feet because he killed himself.
Well, I think there's just this common misconception among, like, a lot of conservative types that, like, being trans isn't a real thing. And that people are just doing it for attention. And I'm sure there are some people out there who
transgenderism.
Yeah,
it's a real thing.
You know, so they're whatever, just doing this for attention. But I do believe, at least all of the trans people I have met have been very genuine, and they're just trying to express themselves in the way that they feel on the inside.
And just, like, letting people get over their, trends, whatever they are, it will pass. Like, not everyone that was in my, middle school class is still emo. Not all these girls that were just like, I'm bisexual in high school, not all of them are even, like, bisexual anymore. It just seems to be a huge trend in my high school.
That's a really, really good point that I've never really given any consideration to, that even if transgenderism is a thing, and from what I can tell, it does seem to be a thing, it's the in thing to be trans, or at least it was. It's more genderqueer or they, them. But anyway, so what? What's the harm in letting this person spend a few years cross-dressing and using different pronouns? It's their life. They're an adult, usually, and we're not even talking about kids at this point, just people over 18. You're absolutely right that it's not a big deal, and I never really thought about the lesbian or the bisexuals in high school thing either.
That was a huge thing in my high school. That's why I give the example. I'm not saying people can't be bisexual.
No, you're right, but none of those people that I knew who called themselves bisexual in high school
are anymore.
Yeah. But, I mean, you're right, Nikki. They were experimenting, and there's nothing wrong with that. I mean, that's a good thing, right? Experiment, find out what you like and what you don't like.
You can even, like, people who are kind of questioning their gender, I mean, you can experiment in that way, too.
Also true. And these are all valid ways of useful ways of learning more about oneself. Because maybe you'll like it. Maybe you'll like putting on a frilly dress and a cotton pair of panties. You don't know until you try it. Maybe you'll put it on, you'll be like, this feels right. I feel at home. You never know. Try it out. What's the worst that could happen? The worst that could happen is that you'll like it. And I think that's what scares people. 603-283-6160. There's more coming up. It is Free Talk Live.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is a need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and 6 kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
USA News Update. One drug company wants to drastically increase the price of its COVID vaccine, and some in Congress want to know why.
The head of Moderna testifying before a Senate panel trying to justify why they are quadrupling the price of their COVID vaccine.
As we move into the endemic market, that we price to value of a vaccine, what value does it bring in terms of healthcare dollars?
That's CEO Stefan Bancel. But Senator Bernie Sanders was quick to remind him,
U.S. taxpayers spent $12 billion on the research, development, and procurement of the NIH Moderna COVID vaccine.
Moderna announced they will begin charging $130 for the vaccine in the private market, compared to the $26 they charge the government right now. I'm John Schaefer.
The death of a teen found near where Alex Murdaugh gunned down his wife and son is now being investigated as a homicide. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
I need to file my tax return right the first time. How can I be sure to do that?
Doing your taxes yourself? Using e-file is the best way to file an accurate tax return. Mistakes can delay your refund, so spend an extra few minutes making sure you can file an accurate return the first time around. Avoid common errors by spelling all names correctly and using correct Social Security numbers. Double-check your bank account numbers for direct deposit and double-check your math, too. Oh, yeah, don't forget to sign and date your return.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live, and you are invited to join us. You can take control of the airwaves and talk about whatever is important to you. 603-283-6160. If you'd like to do that, that's 603-283-6160. With you tonight, it's Aria,
Nikki,
and it's Bonnie.
And I want to say thank you to Benjamin Munson. That is tonight's amplifier. That means that Benjamin is a member of the AMPS program. You can find that at amps.freetalklive.com. That's amps.freetalklive.com. Stands for Advertise, Market, Promote, and Support. So if you value the show, if you like the show, and you want to help show your support, joining the AMPS program is the best way to do it. The second best way, of course, is to like our content, to share our content, help distribute it, all of that great stuff. Let more people see it. But the best way is through the AMPS program, amps.freetalklive.com. Benjamin here is a gold-level amplifier, which means that Benjamin's giving $10 per month to the AMPS program. We don't ask that. All it takes to join us, $5 per month. That is enough to get you in. AMPS.freetalklive.com is Patreon supported now. So just go to Patreon and search for Free Talk Live, or go to amps.freetalklive.com. All of those things will take you directly to it. $5 per month, and you do get an app-only version of the podcast. And we have vague plans, ideas for amplifier-only content. Like, we're talking in the breaks about how we're going to make our next little piece of content that is not part of the show, but is related to the show, and it's promotion for the show, all of that great stuff. And, you know, it would make sense to give the AMPS that content first. The AMPS aren't going to get this particular piece of content first, but in other pieces of content, it would make sense to give them something exclusive. And maybe that they get the cuts, right, or the edits, the outtakes, so to speak. Yeah. There's all sorts of things we could do that we haven't done yet, because the opportunities haven't really presented themselves. But All of that's on the drawing board, but don't join it because you want to get something out of it. Join it because you like Free Talk Live, because that's the best way to show your support for something. I love this website called 1-900-HOT-DOG, right? Dumbest name for a website ever. But it's a bunch of the previous Cracked writers, back when Cracked was actually good, people like Sean Baby and Brockway, and you know, these names that a lot of people will remember. When Cracked went downhill, they left. And they started this new website called 1-900-HOT-DOG. And it's completely amplifier-supported. There's no ads on the site whatsoever. Some of the content is locked behind. It's for patrons only. But a lot of the content is also just free. And it's wonderful stuff.
They just, like, write comedy stuff on
there? Yeah, it's just funny articles. And they're really good at it. It's usually very, very fun. They do have some guest writers that I'm like, I don't want to read this guy. He's boring. But most of the regulars are really good, really humorous stuff. And it's all consumer, not consumer, supporter supported, I guess. It's people who like it are the ones supporting it. And I suspect we're going to see more and more of this as the internet progresses. I think the ad-supported model of the internet is going to fade out as companies realize that the ads, the targeted advertising thing that they bet all this money on, just actually isn't any good because it doesn't advertise anything to people unless they've already expressed an interest in it, and therefore it doesn't actually work. That's my prediction for Web3. Everyone in tech wants Web3 to be this cryptocurrency, this tokenized thing with smart contracts and, you know, meta technology. Yeah. And I just don't see it. I think it's going to be way more basic, just basic websites, basic content, or maybe not basic content, but content from people that you like, supported directly by Patreon. Patreon.com. is where we're at. Search for Free Talk Live there, or just go to amp.freetalklive.com. So many ways to find it. But let's go to the phones. We do have Sarah on the line in New Mexico. Sarah.
I really wish TJ was here on the line.
Yeah, that would have been nice. Sarah's no TJ.
I just wanted to mention that, you know, the local Albertsons, they had a...
The local what?
Albertsons. It's like Shaw's.
Okay, so it's a grocery store.
Okay, so... So they had a self-checkout for a while, for like a year, and then they stopped for like about 3 years.
Because y'all can't stop stealing in New Mexico.
Yeah, I suspect that's it. I suspect it was because of theft.
Oh, yeah, you know what? And I asked them, I said, why did you stop that? Because I like the self-checkout, you know what I mean? So
why? I thought you were a communist. So power to the people, right? You're taking jobs from people.
You're taking jobs from people, Sarah.
Well, look at it. It's
stop saying look
at. No, I mean, it's like.
I don't know when you started this, or maybe I just started noticing it a few weeks ago.
And I don't like it.
But please stop it.
Well, the whole thing is that it was the theft. So then they started back up. They started back up like a year ago. So then how do they decide whether the money lost on the theft overrides the people that are buying it that want to use it? I mean, how do they make that kind of a business decision?
Why don't you ask them instead of on the radio show?
Well, just what Bonnie said, they do the math.
They realize,
they look at their books.
Paying these people to stand there doing that actually costs us more than even the theft that was going on, and then they decide based on the number.
From what I've seen, and my experience is limited because I haven't worked in retail very much at all, and certainly not since any of these self-checkout things existed. But from what I've seen from various signs I've seen posted around some of these convenience stores or some of these places with self-checkouts, employee theft using these self-checkouts is a bigger concern for them than
employee theft.
Than consumer theft.
Really?
Yeah. Because presumably...
That's crazy! How could that be? People that work there, aren't they supposed to catch other people that are stealing from the store? I mean, isn't that their job?
But I've seen signs at a number of different places now. I can think of at least two here in Keene, and I haven't really been going on my way to listen, but I know of at least two places with self-checkouts that specifically say that because of thefts, employees are not allowed to use the self-checkouts.
Dang, that's bad.
So the customers are allowed to use the self-checkout, but not the employees. That is crazy.
Yeah,
That's crazy.
Well, I mean, I did work at retail, it was at a Radio Shack, and it was briefly right after I graduated college. It was a rule there where you could not ring yourself up.
Yeah, That's true. I mean, I've definitely worked at places where they said that, just keeping people honest.
Right. And it was because perhaps it's too easy to steal if you're ringing yourself up, but for whatever reason, in fact, even if I was just buying a 12-pack of batteries, I wasn't allowed to ring myself up. Someone else had to ring me up. And the self-checkout sort of allows them to ring themselves up.
Yeah.
So it presents that sort of problem that they already knew existed.
So it does make sense there's before and afterwards. So then what you're saying is that there was a time that when they pulled out the self-checkout, because everybody was stealing, so then they did the math. Okay, what was the sales? How much money did they make, everybody using the regular checkout? And then
let me talk to the owner of Albertsons.
I know the answer. $17, Sarah.
Okay, yeah.
But, I mean, there has to be a significant amount of difference.
I'm sorry, I meant $1,700.
She
doesn't want an answer.
Well, we don't really have one because I don't have their books. I'm not their accountant.
Yeah, you don't have their books, but the thing is that it's more profitable even though they lose. I mean, they told me that they...
It's almost fun watching Sarah try to, come to terms with the fact that it's more profitable to have people stealing than it is to not have the self-checkouts. We're watching in real time as Sarah's brain comes to term with this.
Right. I mean, but it doesn't make much sense because they steal is it the same amount of theft that they had them on before, but they overall make more money. That's what they're saying. They make more money.
Apparently.
That's how expensive people have made themselves with the stupid minimum wage thing, Sarah. Doesn't this make you want to get rid of the minimum wage in New Mexico so people can get those jobs back?
Well, I'm in support of the minimum wage. I think they're going to increase it. You know, I'm all...
That's how you get more self-checkouts.
Yeah, but now they're going to have to fire everybody because they can't afford to pay them.
Well, I mean, that's a scare tactic.
That's true. That's why you have the self-checkout.
They're just trying to scare people out of their $15 an hour.
Why do you think that's another reason the self-checkout, that's a very real reason the self-checkouts came back as a result of COVID-19 and the increase in wages across the board. And a starting out employee here at the local CVS is going to be at least $12, $13 an hour now. Whereas previously that was something like one of the shift leads would get.
Yeah.
So they can't.
Well, you know what? They have the self-checkout, you know why? Because if they have one thing they want to check out, they don't have to stand behind a mother with kids with like 100 things piled up.
Look, Sarah, you don't have to sell me on the idea of the self-checkout. I want to interact with people as little as possible. So you don't have to convince me why it's better. But, I mean, you could still end up in the self-checkout behind the mother with the screaming kids, right, if she's in the self-checkout, too.
Like 100 things to check out, I mean... No, but you know what? They move really fast, though. They got four of those.
Yeah, even if, those things are filled up and there's a line, I'll still wait in that line before I wait in another human line because humans are so much slower.
You know who has the right idea? Aldi's. You know, you have to put the quarter in to even get the shopping cart, so they remove that aspect. They don't give you bags for free, so they remove that aspect, and they're able to, and they train their employees. I don't know what they tell them during training, but those people that cash out at Aldi's move so quick.
Yeah, they really
I get out, like, if I go to Aldi's versus a different grocery store in Keene, I get out of there so much quicker.
Really?
So, and they're able to keep the prices so much lower. Because of all of these, small, simple measures that they do to, remove areas for theft or any extra cost for them.
Sarah, thank you so much for the call tonight. It's been a pleasure to watch you come to terms with the world around you. And that was much better than the initial topic that you had as well. So thank you so much for the call tonight.
It's like people who don't work, they seriously are like, they can't
clueless.
Think of these, simple things that we would... the answer was math. It was already debunked, and she just was still bewildered by it.
She was, and she was... Bewildered is a good word for it. So, anyway, we also have on the line tonight, we have John on the line. John, you're on Free Talk Live. Are you still with us? I think I hit the wrong button. I did hit the wrong button. Go ahead, John. You're with us now. Go ahead.
How you guys doing? You guys are all beautiful, by the way. I'm John from Los Angeles.
Thank you.
And I want to go back to the talk radio situation because I enjoyed talk radio when I first started. It was something like Joe Rogan and stuff like that. I just want to say that.
Was Rogan ever on radio? I know he does a podcast, but I wasn't sure.
He does a podcast.
Yeah.
And then,
that's not radio, though.
I'm sorry. And then the second thing was with the whole transgender type of thing. My brother came out when he was very young, and the cool thing was I was the first one he told.
I just want to make sure I understand. I don't know how to ask this question.
He wanted to get the surgery.
Oh, okay. That wasn't my question. Was he always your brother? And he became your... Okay, is he your brother now?
Yes, he is.
Okay.
Well, on paper, he's my sister.
Okay, see, that's what I'm trying to ask.
He was, like, assigned female at birth, came out as a boy. Right?
Yeah. Well, he was my brother. Now he's technically on paper my sister.
Is he male to female or female to male?
He is female to male.
Okay.
So when he first came out, and he wanted to tell everyone about the surgery, he came to me first. He's like, do you think it's a good idea? It's all about you. It's all about you. If you want to do this, it's all about you. What makes you happy? And he's...
LRN.FM. Sorry, I got him quickly enough, but, got to have fast reactions.
Well, I do want to...
And he knew that. He knew that. I told him that during the break.
Sometimes, I told my sister, don't forget, you can't... And she was like, oh, man, I was thinking how I couldn't do that, and I just did. I don't know. Yeah. It's just like... But I do want to agree that, whether you want the surgery or not... It is just about you. How could it be about anyone else? It's your body.
I think a lot of people sometimes have difficulty with it just because of the... People want to, make their parents proud, and if they're close to their family, it can feel crappy to get ostracized by your family and your community. So I do understand why people have that fear of when they're coming out as anything. If they're like, oh, I'm not a Christian anymore, or I'm trans, or I'm gay, or... Whatever, I want to get a tattoo, anything their family or their community might not be supportive of.
Yeah.
People have those thoughts.
It's nice that he had his brother, the caller, to talk to about it. Since he obviously couldn't talk to the dad, I guess, about it.
Well, hopefully he did talk to the dad about it. Hopefully they did get, that worked out and reconciled. It is generally true that you got to do what you want to do, right? And he mentioned the surgery. I don't know why he thought I was going to ask. I don't care about the surgery.
Maybe people ask him that.
I tend to think the surgery is a bad solution for most people, and most trans people seem to agree with that because only one in four trans people actually get, quote, the surgery. And when I say the surgery, you know which one I mean. The surgery, the big one, the main one. And only one in four trans people do that. So it's not very common, probably because it's... disruptive to one's life, and it's probably a bad idea. But anyway, it's not always as simple as just do whatever you want and let, and be damned with the consequences. Because when I first began transitioning, I was in the Bible Belt, and I did have friends say, well, I did contract IT work. It's not colleague. Why am I spacing on this word? So whatever.
Clients?
Yes, thank you.
Okay.
Clients is where I was like, if your clients don't accept you, then screw them. You don't need them anyway. No, you're wrong. I do need them. They keep me alive. They pay my bills. So it's not always that simple. Even if we want to be able to say, well, if you're this 14-year-old kid growing up and you want to transition, and your brother says, well, screw dad, do what you want. Well, you can't really say, screw dad, do what you want.
I didn't
want
to ask him what age this was, but he didn't get to. Yeah.
Well, he dropped an F-bomb, and we have to drop people when they do that, unfortunately, even though it was a topic worth discussing, I think, and there's some valid questions in there. But anyway, let's keep going. We have Major Payne on the line from Michigan. Major, you're on Free Talk Live. Are you with us? No, because I keep hitting the wrong button. Why do I keep doing that? Major, you're on Free Talk Live. That's twice now.
Yeah, well, you missed the button the other time, too, darling. That F-bomb got out over the airwaves.
No, I didn't. I got it within 6 seconds.
I heard it.
You were listening. Well, it didn't get out.
I'm on the listen line. Isn't that the same?
No.
No, it's not.
Oh. Yeah, the listen All right. line in the podcast.
The listen line has to be different because you have to hear us in real time. You can't hear us behind the six-second delay that is behind the dump button.
I don't remember. I don't know why. I know I've heard the dump, the flush and then the Free Talk Live, like the Zeus says Free Talk Live. But I don't know when
it
would have
heard it. It's in some version.
I think I used to listen on the radio. I mean, on the website. But anyways.
So, yeah, no, going out over the listen line would have been different.
Maybe it was like podcast out.
I used to listen to you on the local radio station, but they dump button you guys, so now I got to use the listen line.
Yeah. They dump button.
Yeah. But, what's on your mind tonight?
I have myself gone on the Tidy Bowl Man ride. I know that sound.
Yeah. So what's on your mind tonight?
Well, I was just thinking about the guy who called in from the left coast there. You guys were talking about legalizing all the drugs and whatnot.
Yeah, the caller from Oregon earlier who said basically that it was a bad idea.
Well, I think that drugs are all right as long as they are in their original herbal state. Once they go into the lab and man starts tweaking them, then you got trouble.
I would agree with that for myself, too.
My son's going to prison because he got spun out on meth for 4 days and did some real stupid stuff. So I can't condone anything. I mean, this is what the Nazis used to try to take over the world. Give me a freaking break.
I mean, I got to agree that I personally don't want to do any drugs that are past the... Okay, I don't want to say any drugs, because I'll do DMT. But I won't do, like, any other... Like, I won't do cocaine. I would totally drink a coca leaf smoothie. That has been so interesting to me recently, because we heard about that guy in Canada making those. But that would be, like, the most natural you could get it. I'm not going to, like, snort cocaine or do freebase cocaine, like crack or whatever. But anyways, that's my own personal decision, like...
And whether people are going to commit other crimes after they do drugs, not everyone that does meth is going to be any sort of nuisance to society. Are most of them? Probably. But I don't think people should get punished before they actually hurt someone.
Once you get the monkey on your back, you're going to do whatever it takes to get your daily dose.
But yeah, it's illegal and expensive.
And if that includes hurting 10, 15, 20 people before you finally get busted for snatching a purse or whatever...
Well, you need to snatch the purse if it's legal and extremely affordable, sold at Walmart. You just wouldn't need to.
Well, and the thing about that is, like, not every single person that does drugs is going to do that. And maybe a lot of people are going to commit crimes and hurt people that are sober and aren't doing drugs. So I just don't necessarily think it's a drug problem.
It only takes a small percentage of society to throw things really out of whack for the rest of us.
Yeah, but we can't punish people for what someone completely different did. We can't punish all the crackheads because one crackhead stole a lady's purse.
I mean, I've heard people who work in, builders and stuff like that, they say that they'll hire a crackhead or a meth head, you know, over a alcoholic any day because those people come to work and get stuff done and then go home and buy their crack.
I've been a carpenter my whole life, and I tell you what, I want to work on a crew of potheads.
Well, potheads are also acceptable.
Potheads.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't want to work with potheads.
I don't want my tools disappearing for a $50 rock.
Man, wait.
The way these dogs are.
And that's not the case with every addict, right? You seem to have this idea in your head that every single addict is going to cross that threshold where they're willing to hurt one another or steal property. I've known people who were addicted to drugs who never did that.
Mm-hmm. And there's several functioning addicts that I know that, you know, they go to work every day, they make money, and they don't have to steal from people, and they're still using substances, and that's just their choice. I feel like it just doesn't really affect me, you know, whether I think it's a good idea or not, that's completely different, but it doesn't affect me whether someone wants to smoke crack or smoke pot or whatever else they want to do.
What bothers me is when people talk about how... drug users will behave in a context of, you know, how it is, how the laws are today. Like, oh, crackheads will steal things. They won't steal things if they don't need to steal things to get their crack, if they don't need to do illegal things to get their crack, if they can just go to work, go home and buy their crack affordably, and they don't need to get involved in really bad people / you know, make a whole lot of money because it's so expensive to get all their crack every day or whatever, then that'll be a different situation. You could say, like, even if 100% of crackheads stole from people and did violent actions because they're crackheads right now, it wouldn't be comparable to what it would be like if it wasn't illegal.
Really good.
If they were willing to go to work, they'd have money to buy their crack.
Why are you acting like no crackheads go to work? I mean, I know meth heads, at least, that go to work.
Thank you so much for the call tonight, Major.
I don't know any crackheads.
Yeah, well, I mean, they've got to get the money to get their fix. And I tend to think that the person out there who wants to hire the meth addict, it's a bit more dangerous, right, in that they could be really bad at their job. They could be rushing things that they just need to get to their next fix or whatever. But like a
marijuana user wouldn't possibly be, you know what I'm saying?
No, but I'm not a big fan of hiring a pothead either, because they can be very slow and they loaf around and they can get very little accomplished in the amount of time that they're supposed to be working. However, the crackhead or the cokehead or the methhead or whatever, they know that they're going to get their next fix, but if they're jonesing for that fix, you're not going to get good work out of them. If you're like, hey, here's a portion of today's pay, go get what you need, and then come back. And maybe then you'll get some really good work out of them. And you should be able to do that. You should be able to offer incentives to your employees. That's all I'm saying. And the ability to go home and get your fix.
20-minute break or whatever.
Yeah.
And that's up for the employer to decide.
Right.
You know, like,
maybe you don't want to give someone $20 so they can go get their fix and come back and do a good job. That's fine.
And that's the other thing. Even if all drugs were legalized, you could be an employer who drug tests. You can't work for me if you do any drugs, period.
And then you can define which drugs you want to allow and which ones you don't, because plenty of employers right now allow alcohol. They don't even drug test for it. They don't even drug test for pot in most places anymore. They don't seem to really care about it. But other places, you know, I don't like this. I don't want a bunch of potheads working for me. Maybe you work in construction. Do you really? Anyway, we're out of time for tonight. Thank you so much for joining us. You can hang out with us online in the meantime at social.freetalklive.com. That's our social media site. You can find us there, social.freetalklive.com.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about extreme weather, the alarming increase in man-made disasters, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their popular 3-month emergency food kit. They include tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners with over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on your 3-month supply at MyPatriotSupply.com. Too many Americans are being let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.